everyone, and welcome to, wow, this is exciting, our first ever deep dives. And we're diving into Ricoh CloudStream. I'll admit, when I first heard about CloudStream, I thought, okay, print management, how interesting can it be? But whoa, let me tell you, I have been digging through, I mean, really digging through documentation. We're talking release notes, user guides. I even found some security white papers. And this is way more interesting than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, it's not just about the printers themselves anymore, is it? It really feels like this impacts like security workflows, even how we think about data these days.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so glad you're here to help break it all down. So for this first deep dive, I thought we could tackle something that seems really, really fundamental to CloudStream. And that is the whole difference between device management and print and scan. I mean, on the surface, they sound kind of separate, but they're totally connected, right? It's like, I don't know, the engine in a car versus the steering wheel. You need both to actually get anywhere. So for anyone listening who's totally new to this whole thing, let's like zoom out for a second. Mm. What even is Ricoh CloudStream?
So at its core, it is a cloud-based print management service. But, and you kind of hinted at this already, it's so much more than just that. I think one of the things that makes it really interesting is just how flexible it is. So you can deploy this thing in the public cloud, you can do a private cloud, so on your own servers, you can even do this like hybrid approach where you're doing a bit of both.
So help me wrap my head around this. Like imagine I'm managing, I don't know, hundreds of printers across a bunch of offices, maybe even different countries, different continents. CloudStream lets you manage all of those from like one place.
That's the idea, yeah. It gives you that single pane of glass to manage those devices.
Regardless of where they are, what brand they are.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So you could be like updating firmware, configuring security settings, even just seeing like ink levels.
From one place, that's right.
That sounds incredibly useful, especially if you're a larger organization.
You would hope so, yeah.
All right, so that brings us back then to those two big buckets, those two functionalities, device management and print and scan. I guess let's start with device management because that almost feels like the foundation, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
So we're talking about like firmware updates, security configurations, policy enforcement, that kind of thing.
You got it. I mean, imagine you had to manually update the firmware on like hundreds of printers. What a nightmare that would
be. Wow, absolutely.
With CloudStream's device management, you can automate that whole process. And not only does that save you a ton of time and effort, but it also, you know, plugs a major security hole because, let's be honest, out-of-date firmware, that's like a hacker's playground.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? It's the same as updating the software on your phone or your computer,
right?
You know, to protect against all those nasty viruses and whatever else is out there.
Yeah.
You're essentially doing that for your printers, but I mean, at a way bigger scale.
Right.
Okay, so that's device management. What about print and scan then? This is where, I don't know, the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
Where the user actually interacts with CloudStream.
100%. Print and scan is all about, it's about the user's experience. It's about making printing and scanning hopefully as easy and as secure as possible. And that goes way beyond just, you know, hitting print or scan on your computer.
Okay, so it's more than just like the basics then.
Yeah, yeah.
What else can you get into?
Well, imagine like you need to scan a really sensitive document, right? And you need to send that directly to a specific folder, but it's in your cloud storage, not just on your computer.
Okay.
Or you need to set up these automated workflows where a document is routed based on what's actually in it, not just where you tell it to go.
So it's like intelligent routing based on the content.
Exactly. Or maybe you need to scan a receipt or an invoice and it like automatically gets sent to your accounting software.
That would be cool.
All of that is possible with CloudStream's print and scan.
That's pretty impressive. It's like taking those like old clunky copy machines and turning them into something, I don't know, intelligent, like they're actually connected to everything else.
That's the goal, I think.
All right. So we've got device management. We've got print and scan. And even though, you know, at the start, we said they sound kind of different, they're actually really intertwined.
For sure.
You can't have one without the other, can you?
Not really, no.
You need that really solid foundation with the device management side.
To make sure that everything's secure, make sure it's up to date.
And then on top of that, you've got print and scan, which is really that, I don't know, that user-friendly interface. And then all those really cool workflow features that you're talking about.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Okay. So we've got this great foundation. But I got to say, the thing that really, I don't know, got me thinking was when I started digging into CloudStream's release notes. And I mean, we're talking years of updates here, build after build. We saw version 3.48, 3.28.2. We even went all the way back to 2020 with versions like 3.0.0, 3.9.0, 3.8.0. It's a lot.
Yeah.
What does that tell us about how CloudStream has kind of, I don't know, evolved over time?
Well, I think that constant stream of updates, right, it really shows that Ricoh is dedicated to this idea of continuous improvement. They're not just putting it out there and forgetting about it. They're constantly adding features. They're addressing what users are asking for. And this is the big one, I think. They're staying ahead of security threats.
It's like they're playing chess, but with hackers.
Yeah, exactly. And you can actually see that in some of the specifics. Like, for example, build 3.48, they made this big change where all communication gets routed through port 443. Now, that might not sound super interesting if you're not, you know, a networking guru, but from a security standpoint, that is a huge deal.
Okay, so explain it to me like I'm five. Why is that such a big deal?
So think of it like this. Every open port on a network, it's essentially a potential door that a hacker could try to sneak through, right? So by making everything go through just one port, one that's also really secure, they're basically, I don't know, like boarding up all the other windows and doors. And that one door they leave open, it's got like the best security guards you can imagine.
So it's way harder for those bad guys to even try to get in.
Exactly. The attack surface is way smaller. And you see that same approach to security all over CloudStream. They're big on this whole zero trust thing.
Zero trust, yeah. I've heard that term thrown around.
It sounds kind of complicated, but it's actually a really simple concept. Basically, imagine you've got this super important meeting, top secret stuff, and everyone needs an ID badge to get in, even if they work in the building. You don't just assume someone is who they say they are. You check everyone every single time.
Okay, so it's like, trust no one, verify everything.
Exactly. And CloudStream, that's how it treats your print infrastructure. Every device, every user, every interaction, it all gets authenticated. It all gets authorized.
Wow, that's pretty intense. Definitely makes those old office printers we used to have seem a little, I don't know, vulnerable. But let's shift gears a bit here. We've talked a lot about the security side of things, but what about just like the everyday features? What can you actually do with CloudStream?
Well, like we were saying earlier, it's packed with features. I mean, it covers everything from basic print jobs to those more complex scan workflows we talked about. One thing I think people sometimes overlook is the integration with card readers.
Oh, yeah, for authentication, right?
Exactly.
I remember seeing that in the docs. They even like list out all these different compatible card readers.
Oh, yeah, and their specific IDs to make sure it all works together seamlessly.
It's like they've thought of everything.
Because they know that physical security matters just as much as the digital stuff. I mean, what good are all those fancy digital locks if someone can just walk up to a printer and grab whatever they want?
That's a really good point. It's like you got to protect against everything, right?
Exactly. A holistic approach.
And it's not just limited to one specific brand of printer either, is it?
Not at all. We're talking HP, Konica Minolta, Xerox, Sharp, Brother, even Lexmark. They're all in there.
It's like the United Nations of print management.
That's a good way to put it. It's designed to be vendor agnostic, so it doesn't really matter who made your printers. And they even provide instructions for setting up those embedded terminals we talked about for each specific brand.
Okay, so it's secure, it's flexible, it works with practically any printer out there. But let's be real, this level of, I don't know, sophistication, it can't be cheap, can it?
That's a fair point. Usually you get what you pay for, especially with enterprise-grade solutions like this. But CloudStream does offer a few different licensing models to try and accommodate, you know, different needs, different budgets. For example, they have this partner-hosted model where essentially Ricoh takes care of all the hosting stuff.
So it's like hands off for the partner.
Exactly. They don't need to worry about having their own data centers or anything.
That's pretty convenient.
Right. And then for those who prefer to keep everything in-house, they've got the option to host it in their own data center.
Okay, so they've got all the bases covered then.
Yeah, and for those with really, really strict data regulations, they even have an on-premise option where everything stays within their own network.
Wow. So they really do cater to a wide range of, I don't know, comfort levels with the whole cloud thing.
They do. It's pretty impressive.
You know, aside from all the like features and the flexibility, the thing that really got me was, I don't know, the documentation for this thing.
Yeah.
We're not talking about some like flimsy little instruction manual here. This is serious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It covers everything from the basic setup all the way to some, I don't know what I'm looking at, advanced configurations.
And they don't just tell you, like, what to do, do they? They actually explain why you'd want to do it that way. They really get into the logic behind it all.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just like a list of commands.
Right. Like, there's this whole section on configuring firewalls and network ports, and they specifically call out these ports, like 8704, 7301, 7302, 7400. I mean, there's a bunch.
I saw that.
They even tell you the protocol for each one, like TCP, HTTPS, HTTP. And what's really helpful, they tell you which service is actually using that port.
It's like they want you to really understand, like, how it all works, you know, mm-hmm. not just blindly following instructions.
Yeah, I think it gives you, like, that peek behind the curtain, you know.
Yeah.
You can make more informed decisions about how you want to set everything up.
Absolutely, I like that.
And that same level of detail, you see it with the deployment process, too. They walk you through, step by step, how to install this thing. Physical servers, virtual machines, even cloud platforms, like, talk about Amazon EC2, Microsoft Azure.
Right. And they don't just, like, leave you hanging once you've actually installed it, either.
Oh, no.
They've got this whole thing on setting up high availability clusters.
Which sounds complicated, but it basically just means that your printing keeps working even if one of your servers crashes.
Oh, okay. So it's like a backup generator, but for printing.
Exactly. You don't want the whole system to go down just because of one little hiccup, right?
Right. Especially if you're a business that, you know, relies on printing all the time.
Time is money, right?
Exactly. Nobody wants that.
And they've also really thought about how you connect CloudStream with other systems you might already be using. Like, there's a whole section on configuring, get this, external card repositories.
Okay, so that's for authentication.
Exactly. So you can use, like, employee ID cards that are already managed in a totally separate system.
Oh, that's smart.
It's all about making it work with what you already have.
I like it.
And of course, we got to talk about mobile printing, right?
Oh, yeah, that's huge these days.
Big time. They've got a whole section on setting that up so people can just print from their phones or tablets. No more emailing documents to yourself or trying to find a printer cable.
Which, let's be honest, who even knows where those are anymore?
Exactly. And they even support different mobile print protocols like DNSSD, so your phone can just automatically find the printer without you having to manually type in all the details.
Okay, so it just works. That's nice.
That's the idea.
And speaking of, like, different printing options,
yeah,
I know we haven't really touched on this, but what's the deal with direct print versus pull print?
Ah, yes, the two flavors of printing.
Right.
So CloudStream, it actually supports both. Direct print is what most people are used to, right? You hit print, mm-hmm. the job goes straight to the printer, no fuss.
Right.
Pull printing is a bit different. Instead of going straight to the printer, the job gets held in this secure queue.
Okay.
And it just stays there until you physically go to the printer and, like, release it using your ID card or whatever.
So, like, more secure, right?
Exactly. It's great for sensitive documents.
Yeah.
Because no one can just walk by and grab something that wasn't meant for them.
I like that a lot, actually.
And the cool thing is, with CloudStream, you don't have to choose just one or the other.
Oh, really?
You can do this hybrid approach.
Okay.
So maybe you print, like, your regular documents directly because it's faster and more convenient.
Makes sense.
But then for the really important stuff, you use pull printing to add that extra layer of security.
That's really clever. I like that. It's like they've really thought of everything, haven't they?
It seems that way.
But, you know, beyond all the security stuff, mm-hmm. beyond the flexibility, the thing that really gets me is it's the attention to detail
mm-hmm.
and just the sheer amount of customization you can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, for example, I was reading about this thing called device custom properties.
Yeah.
Which sounds a little intimidating, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But it's actually super useful.
Oh, it's incredibly useful. It basically lets you, as the admin, you can create your own custom labels for your devices.
Okay.
So instead of just having the standard info, like the model number, the IP address, all that stuff,
right.
you can add your own fields to track whatever details matter to your organization.
So, like, you could have a field for, I don't know, which department it's in.
Exactly. Or the location, maybe even the cost center that's responsible for it.
That's brilliant. It makes it so much easier to keep track of everything.
Exactly. And that same level of customization, it carries over to the reporting side, too.
Oh, right. The reports.
You've got your predefined reports,
okay.
which are great for a quick overview.
Right.
But you can also create your own custom templates.
So you can really drill down into the specifics.
Exactly. You can see things like print usage, device status, user activity, even the environmental impact.
Wow. You can really get granular with it.
And then you can visualize all of that data in a way that makes sense for you.
So it's not just about, like, managing the printers anymore, is it? It's about like understanding how printing impacts the whole organization.
100%.
It's about making smarter decisions, saving money, all of that good stuff.
Exactly. Data-driven decisions. That's what it's all about.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive has been, well, it's been a lot.
It has.
But in a good way. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
And we only just scratched the surface, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we could probably talk about CloudStream for hours.
Yeah.
And still not cover everything.
Probably. But for now, I think we're going to have to leave it here.
Huh?
But to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Hopefully you learned something new about Ricoh CloudStream. And maybe you're even a little bit excited about the possibilities.
It's definitely an exciting platform with a lot to offer.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And hey, who knows? Maybe this will be the start of something beautiful. Maybe we'll all be CloudStream experts before we know it.
You never know.
All right, everyone. Until next time, happy printing.